A 6 to 9 year prison sentence for a Canton man who pleaded guilty to attempted murder and felonious assault. 30-year-old Devontae Pritchard was arrested in April. Police say the October 30th incident in the 700 block of High Avenue Southwest involved 63-year-old Craig Benson of Canton being repeatedly struck, kicked, and robbed while a gun was displayed. Benson was knocked unconscious during the attack, which was caught on video. Pritchard was sentenced by Stark County Common Pleas Court Judge Frank Forshoney. A mosquito sample collected in northeast Canton has tested positive for West Nile virus. Canton Public Health says the sample was found during its annual mosquito surveillance program near Lesh and Richmond Avenues Northeast. No human cases have been reported in the city this year, but officials say recent warm temperatures and frequent storms have increased mosquito breeding activity. City plans mosquito spraying from 9 until midnight through June 25th. Residents are urged to use insect repellent, avoid standing water around their homes, repair window screens, and limit outdoor activity during peak mosquito hours. A fatal ATV crash in Pike Township remains under investigation. Stark County Sheriff's deputies were called to the 6100 block of Cleveland Avenue Southeast around 3:30 Sunday afternoon for a report of a seriously injured rider. A man, later identified as 66-year-old David Jones of the township, was pronounced dead at Mercy Hospital. Investigators say he either fell from the vehicle or crashed it on private property. The Canton Metro Crash Team and Coroner's Office are assisting in the investigation. Alliance City Council has approved new zoning restrictions limiting data centers to heavy industrial areas. Monday's vote followed a public hearing attended by about 100 people. 16 residents spoke against data centers, raising concerns about noise, electric and water demands, and possible impacts on property values. Mark Fedor, CEO of Morgan Engineering, spoke in support. Law Director Andrew Selwa said the amendment establishes clear rules to keep such facilities out of unwanted locations. There is currently no proposed project. A Canton woman has made an initial court appearance in connection with a shooting that left a man dead. 38-year-old Leanne Haynes was arraigned on a murder charge Tuesday in Canton Municipal Court, where bond was set at $1.5 million. A status conference is scheduled for tomorrow. Police say 43-year-old Ronnie Brown of Canton was shot early Sunday in the 1900 block of 6th Street Northeast in the parking lot of the Hillview Apartments. He later died at Altman Hospital. The investigation is ongoing. A Canton woman has been sentenced to 15 days in jail after pleading no contest to 3 counts of endangering children. Court records state 32-year-old Denisha Jones Kinlow left 3 children home alone. On March 11th, a 7-year-old suffered cuts after falling through a glass table and was helped by a neighbor. A 3-year-old was left unattended and a 6-year-old was left home alone while sick with a fever. Jones Kinlow was sentenced June 10th in Canton Municipal Court and is also ordered to serve 2 years probation. Hundreds of residents packed a Shalersville Township meeting Tuesday night to voice concerns about a proposed data center. The project, planned by Singapore-based Bitdeer, would be built near State Route 44. WFMJ-TV reports residents raised questions about noise, water use, and environmental impacts. Township officials say a moratorium on data centers remains in place through November, but they may have limited ability to block the project. State lawmakers are also studying data center regulations. Former Portage County Corrections Officer Austin Wilson has been sentenced to 30 days in jail for sharing intimate photos of a woman online without her consent. The 29-year-old Lake Milton man also received a term of probation after pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge of telecommunications harassment. Investigators say Wilson threatened to release private images unless the woman provided additional explicit photos. The case stemmed from a February internal investigation. A felony charge involving the non-consensual distribution of sexual images was reduced, and a felony extortion charge was dismissed as part of a plea agreement. The National Weather Service says Columbiana County took a direct hit from multiple tornadoes during Sunday's storm system. Officials say an EF1 tornado just south of Salem produced winds up to 110 miles per hour and traveled more than 10 miles to Middleton Township, toppling trees, downing power lines, and damaging property along several roads. An EF0 tornado was confirmed near Nagle and headed east for 3/4 of a mile to Canelton in Beaver County, PA. The system produced 6 confirmed tornadoes across the region, including in Jefferson, Butler, and Beaver counties. No injuries were reported. Ursuline High School and the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown are opposing a move to combine 2 lawsuits into a single case. Plaintiffs want the cases consolidated, one involving an alleged lunchroom fight and another involving claims a football player was not properly disciplined for assault and sexual harassment. A judge has not yet ruled on the motion. In court filings, the school and diocese say the cases are unrelated and involve allegations spanning 2 decades, calling some claims impertinent. A Hubbard Township man pleaded not guilty to multiple charges after an incident near Harding Park sent parents and children running from a youth baseball tournament Monday night. Police say 56-year-old James Williams confronted a man retrieving a baseball from a field south of the park and displayed a gun during a heated exchange. Someone then yelled, "Shots fired," causing panic among spectators. Officers say Williams appeared intoxicated and was carrying loaded loaded firearms. Additional weapons were found on a trailer attached to his tractor. Williams is charged with aggravated menacing, inducing panic, and using weapons while intoxicated. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.